Well, before Australia had even won the toss, the T20 World Cup final against India had already been touted as the biggest game ever in women's cricket. But the results surpassed all expectations. Not only did Australia thrash India to claim its fifth World Cup title, the team did it in front of more than 86,000 fans. The crowd at the MCG was just 4,000 short of a world record for a women's sporting event. Elisa Healy, who smashed 75 from 39 balls, says it's a night she'll never forget.
I don't think anything's ever going to top that. I hope that there's girls in this side that are going to experience that for a long period of time. But for me, I never thought that we would get the opportunity to do something as cool as what we did today and play in front of almost 90,000 people at the MCG.
Player of the match, cricketer Elisa Healy, speaking after the stunning victory in the T20 World Cup by the Australian team. Matthew Mott is coach of that team. Matthew, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm very well. To be honest, I'm surprised you're still standing. Those girls were in full celebration mode last night after that game. A packed MCG on International Women's Day, no less. How did that feel to you as the coach?
Yeah, pretty incredible. I think just as a Australian sports person, it was an amazing celebration. It's what's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and you know, generations have paved the way for this group. But as Lisa just said on the broadcast there, like, to get 90,000 at the MCG was just incredible. You'd never think about that 10 years ago, and the sport's come such a long way, and all sport, but cricket in particular is, it's just riding the crest of a wave at the moment. It was such a lovely night last night for everyone.
To get the crowd is one thing, to get the score and the result is another. Elisa Healy and Beth Mooney shared an opening stand of 115, really pushing the defending champions to an opposing total of 184 for 4. Can I just clarify something, Matthew, because there's been a bit of reporting here. Is 4 for 184 the highest total by any team in a T20 World Cup final for men and women?
I don't know about the men, but it certainly is for the women. I remember two World Cups ago we made 159, which was the highest at the time. We actually got chased down by the West Indies. So yeah, I can be sure of that. I'm not sure of the men's one, to be honest. But it was an amazing day. As I said, it was a great wicket. The MCG just turned out in force. And our batting had gone through some moments throughout the tournament. Mm. But in the last couple of games, you mentioned Beth and Elisa, and they just turned it on at the right time, and it was actually just great to sit back and watch.
It's easy now to forget the shaky start Australia had. I mean, they had must-win games, you know, for the last week or two after losing to India in the opening match. As the coach, how did you keep them focused and turn them around from that disappointment? And was there a turning point for Australia in your view?
Yeah, there certainly was a lot of turning points. But, I mean, that first game was such an emotional game, and in many ways we were more nervous for that game than the actual final. We'd been waiting so long. We knew India would be hard worker, particularly out of home bush. And they turned up, and we had a mad half hour. And I think in many ways, if you look back, and it's nice to look back now, but it actually took a lot of pressure off the team, because we'd gone from raging favourites to everyone saying how we were struggling, dealing with the pressure. And I think that actually galvanised the group, particularly the batting group. And, you know, over against Sri Lanka in Perth wasn't the best start, but the partnership between Haynes and Lanning, I think, set up the whole tournament. They showed great leadership and got us over the line for an ugly win, and our tournament turned around from that point on.
Well, Elisa Healy got player of the match. Beth Mooney got player of the tournament. Now, they were, you know, the opening stand, and they made a big impression on the game, no doubt about it. But what about the bowling team? Who do you put this win down to, the batters or the bowlers?
Oh, everyone. You know, it was truly a team effort. I think throughout this whole tournament, we've been tested in every department. We've had injuries. We've had, things go against us. And I want to just give credit as well to the rest of the support staff, particularly our medical team, who, you know, things like getting Sophie Molyneux back to bowl in that last game was an incredible effort. And, not missed on the rest of us. But literally every player, including our bench and Molly Strano dancing at the end there with Katy Perry, really just showed what a fun tournament this was. And that's what T20 is all about. And I think it's captured the imagination of the Australian public. And we're incredibly grateful.
Well, at least Perry's hamstring was beyond the capacity of the medical team. Fair enough. But it is a common trap for teams across all sports to rely on a single star player. And I think we've seen that. A few teams suffer from that. But Australia clearly has a lot of depth beyond Elise Perry. How much was How much was that a hurdle for the team to get around, the fact that they'd lost Elise, though?
Yeah, we sort of dealt with it a little bit. Taylor Fleming was a big part of our bowling plans. I think she's going to be one of the, you know, just next generation of young players coming through. She bowls fast. And I think once we'd got over dealing with Taylor's absence, I think we're a bit more resilient and hardened to the fact that that stuff happens. And also very disappointed with Elise missing out. She still contributed so much off the field and, you know, in our meetings and even just her presence in the group. So the fact that she handled it so well, I think, allowed everyone else to just deal with it quite well. And we always know our depth is very strong, and that's why we can get through tournaments and still peak at the end. And you never want to lose games, but if you're going to lose them, you're better off losing them at the start than the finish.
When you've got names like Elisa Healy, Meg Lanning, Beth Mooney, you're looking good. It's a pretty exciting time for women's sport, very exciting time for women's cricket. The Indian team had a world record last night too. 16-year-old Shefali Verma was the youngest player ever to feature in any ICC final. She's been a very exciting player to watch this tournament. She made a fatal mistake that really helped boost Australia's chances last night when she dropped Elisa Healy very early on. I think it was 9. But that says a lot about the game that we've got stars like a 16-year-old Shefali Verma coming through, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think she's going to be a superstar of the game. You know, we spent ages talking about how we're going to bowl to her, and it actually came off, but it doesn't always come off. And she's certainly, you know, we've had a month looking at her in our tri series in the World Cup, and she is literally going to be a trailblazer in the game. She hits the ball hard in the power play. She's incredibly imposing. So we were lucky to get her last night. I think Megan Shute worked hard to get her, and it was a great catch by Elisa Healy. But we knew that was the key wicket last night, and they've got match winners all around the park. But to set the tone in the first over and get her out, that was a huge part of our success.
Matthew, just briefly, a couple of years ago, a pay dispute between Cricket Australia and the Cricketers Association ended with an historic pay deal for the female cricketers. Player payments increased from $7.5 million to $55 million. Has that contributed, do you think, to Australia's domination? What's that done to the playing team?
Oh, look, I'm a lifetime member of the ACA, but there's been a lot of good things happening in this space for a long time. And I just want to shout out to someone like Belinda Clark, who's been part of Cricket Australia for the last few years in management and has really driven the game. And I know our players are incredibly grateful for what's happened, more so in the last 5 years. I think you can't change history, but I think in the last few years there's been a lot of good things happening. And the players, this group of players is so, so grateful for the legacy that players like Belinda and Karen Rolton, Mel Jones and all that have created for this group. And I just thought it was so special last night to see so many of those players, ex-players, with tears in their eyes, and it's only onwards and upwards from here. So it's incredibly inspiring to see all those players come together.
A lot of tears and a lot of eyes last night, Matthew. Thanks very much for joining us and congratulations.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Fran. Thanks for your support.
Matthew Mott, the Australian women's coach and the Australian women champions, T20 champions again.